You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hey there, my name is Thomas Donville, also known as Not a Mouse. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to take an ECG on the Apple Watch. One of the many cool features that your Apple Watch has is the ECG. So this is one of the many health benefits that you can take advantage from your Apple Watch to make sure and maintain your body health. And one of those is your heart. This little beautiful feature does a recording of your heart so it can determine if there's some timing or electrical signal issues that makes your heart beat. So that is what an ECG does. So an ECG stands for electrocardiogram. And for some of folks out there like myself, it's also known as an EKG. You probably have heard that from many terms when you're at the hospital from other people as well. Now, by looking at the ECG itself, the doctor is able to take an insight, see what's going on with your heart rhythm, and if there's any type of irregularities going on with your heart. So let's talk about the requirements that it takes before you can take an ECG or to take advantage of the ECG feature. You must have a series 4 or higher, and I'm sorry, the SE is not one of those Apple Watch devices that you can use to use the ECG feature. ECG is only available in certain countries and region. It is expanding as we talk. I know as of right now in this podcast, there are more than 40 countries that are now taking advantage of the ECG feature. So keep that or to be aware that it's only available in certain countries and region. Now, this is really important. There's a couple things you need to know about before you take an ECG reading. That is, one, you have to be completely relaxed where you're not going to be able to move around a lot. You want to stay still as possible. So make sure you're able to put your arm down that so whatever your watch is on. So in my case, it's on my left wrist. So I need to make sure I find a very comfortable spot, whether it's on a table, on my lap, or wherever it needs to be. And you need to be completely relaxed when you take this reading. Now, the other thing to make sure it is completely snug, that it's not loose. You want to make sure that it's tight and the back facing of the Apple device is touching your wrist. It needs to be clean and dry. So if you're sweating or whatever have not, or the device is dirty, you need to clean it and make sure that you are dry and not in a sweaty situation, because that might lead to a poor recording itself. Also, we want to make sure the watch orientation is where it says it is. So when you install your Apple Watch, you have to decide where the watch orientation is. So in my case, it's in my left wrist. So if it's set up for right, you need to make sure you put it in on the wrist that you told the Apple Watch is located. And lastly, move away from any electronics that might be plugged into an outlet to prevent from any electrical interference. Now, before we proceed on, you must be able to set this ECG up for the first time. So to install it or to set it up the first time, you'll need to get your iPhone out and then open up the health app itself. Once you open up the health app, at the bottom right-hand corner is the browse. Tap on that, and then you'll get to the screen where you can swipe to the right until you get to the heart. Within there, there should be an ECG segment or section that will allow you to step you through the process of installing the ECG on your Apple Watch. Once this is done, the ECG app is now on your Apple Watch. Once we're ready, I'm going to go ahead and kind of give you the step now so you be aware what I'm doing as we do this. Now, again, you want to be in a comfortable position. Open up your Apple Watch, and then we're going to head over to the ECG, as I will do in a moment here. Once this opens up, it is now ready to take a recording. And essentially how this works is that your digital crown, which is the circle round item that is at the top right-hand corner of your Apple Watch, you will not press on the digital crown, but essentially take the index finger that your watch is not on. So in my case, my watch is on my left hand. I'm going to take my right index finger and gently touch the digital crown. So essentially we're not pushing it or pressing on it, or just slightly touching it. And during this time, you'll have to stand still for for 30 seconds. It's going to sound really weird. You're going to get this really weird sound, as you can hear for yourself. But the odd thing is that you'll be able to hear your heartbeat, which is kind of a cool thing. And then when the procedure is done, it'll tell you to go ahead and let go of the finger. So I want to give you a heads up what we are going to do. So without further ado, let's get my Apple Watch out and I will show you through the process of taking ECG on the Apple Watch.
It's 6:12.
Now that I have my Apple Watch open, there's Mickey Mouse. I'm going to press the digital crown once.
Home. Dark sky. Button.
And I'm going to go to the EKG. Go to the right.
ECG. Button.
Now that I'm here, I'm going to rest my arm on the table here. I'm going to go ahead and open this up. One finger double tap.
ECG. Heading.
Now we're ready. So I'm going to take my right index finger and tap or just lightly on the digital crown itself.
ECG. Heading. Try not to move your arms. Note, Apple Watch never checks for heart attacks. Sinus rhythm, 86 BPM average, button.
Okay, so we got our results. This is the sinus rhythm, 86 beats per minute. I'll go to the right here.
This ECG does not show signs of atrial fibrillation.
Gives me the results, so it doesn't detect any type of AFib going on.
Apple Watch cannot check for signs of a heart attack. If you believe you are having a medical emergency, call emergency services.
So I'll just be a health warning there. Now go to the right.
Not feeling well. Add symptoms, button.
There's an amp Simpson button. You want to double tap this if you do not get a sinus rhythm, which I'll go in a minute here. If you get anything else other than sinus rhythm, you probably want to add this to the symptom.
Done. Button.
And then in this case, I'm going to do one finger double tap and done.
ECG. Heading.
Now, after one of the successful reading, you should get one of these following results. So there's several results that you could get from the ECG itself. The first one is the sinus rhythm, which as you heard in this example, that was what I fell into that category. So that is my results when I did an ECG. Now, the other results could show up as an atrial fibrillation. That's the AFib. That is one of the conditions that you could get. You could also get a low or high heart rate, inclusive. And then lastly is a poor recording. So let me go into break this down for you a little bit. In a nutshell, a sinus rhythm is basically a normal sign of things are working the way it's supposed to work. So it means that the heart is beating in a uniform pattern of between a 50 heartbeat per minute to 100 heart BPM. Now, in my case, I believe it says 86. That is on the high end. Of course, I'm kind of pumped up doing this podcast and such, and I've been drinking some soda, so my heart rate is elevated there. The last couple times I've done ECG is at a much lower heartbeat rate per minute, but regardless, I made it within that range itself. It also determines that it didn't detect any irregularity of your heart that's going on, so it didn't detect a AFib nor any type of other irregularity in with your heart. So this is a good sign. It's not a guarantee thing. Now, this is just because of this particular recording or time that I'm doing it. Now, sometimes your heart can be kind of weird sometimes. So if you feel a little weird or something, maybe it's a good time to do an ECG at that point, see if there's something weird is going on and it can catch it in the act. So it's one of those things that doesn't mean you're 100% healthy. So like, oh, you're great. You got a healthy heart. That's not what this means. It just means at this very moment, it doesn't detect any irregularities with your heartbeat pattern. Now, atrial fibrillation, which is an AFib, essentially, if you get this result, it just basically means that your heart is beating in an irregular pattern. So this is something that if you're not or have not been diagnosed with AFib, you definitely want to check with your physician or your heart doctor to let them know that you have an AFib going on. Now, as always, with a grain of salt, the watch is not always 100% accurate. It is just something just to help you out to, if it does detect something abnormal, that you definitely want to consult with your doctor. The low and high heart rate is pretty much such as that. So if you are having a heart rate of 50 beats per minute or less, or 150 beats per minute higher, you definitely have some sort of a beats per minute issue. This is also something you may want to consult your doctor with, or try at a different time or a different position with your arm and see if you get another result that gets more of a sinus rhythm instead of a low heart rate or high heart rate rhythm. Okay. Inconclusive. It basically means that it can't classify anything from the result that's occurred. It could mean that the heart rate is just not in the range, or if you have a pacemaker or some sort of an implant that's in your body to regulate your heart, that could be another issue why you're having that, or it recorded a different type of irregularity going on with your heart. Now, if you take an ECG several times and you get the inconclusive, it could be that you don't have an AFib, but you have some other irregularity issue with your heart. So there's another item that you want to consult with your physician and your heart doctor. Poor recording is such as that. That would be something that you would think as a poor recording. So the result just couldn't be done for one reason or another. Make sure you're placing your arm on a table. Just as I mentioned before, the requirements before you should take this is that make sure you're in a comfortable spot and everything looks good. Make sure your watch is snug and tight on your wrist. I also mentioned about the watch orientation. You want to make sure the watch orientation is on the arm for the test. So in my case, it is on my left arm. So make sure that if you told it to be on the left arm, that you're wearing on the left arm. And as I mentioned before, make sure everything is clean and dry. So if you're sweaty, kind of wipe yourself down and clean your watch and put it on and try an ECG scan again. Now, once you've done an ECG, what's really cool about this is that it will send this item to your health app. And from the health app, it has this area where you can see not only the waveform itself, but you can also see the results of that test and any type of notes from that recording. You can share this with your doctor, which is a cool thing. And if you do detect something a little irregular or abnormal, you can share this result with your doctor. Now, I'm going to show you how to go and find this in the health app itself so you can see for yourself and show you how you can share this with your physician or heart doctor. So let me get my phone here. I'm going to head on over to the health app.
Health.
Double tap to this open. To open up.
Health. Summary. Heading.
Okay, so we're going to go to the bottom right-hand corner. We're going to find the browse tab.
Tab bar. Browse. Tab.
Double tap this.
Selected. Browse. Tab. 3 of 3.
Now you want to go swipe to the right until you get to the heart.
Heart. Button.
Once you find the heart, double tap.
Today. Heading.
Now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to the ECG results that we just performed. So go to the right.
Electrocardiograms, ECG, 6:13 p.m. Sinus rhythm, 86 BPM average. Button.
That's the one. Double tap that.
Loading, BPM average. Button. Electrocardiograms, ECG, heading.
Now I'm going to go to the right.
Sinus rhythm, today at 6:13 p.m., 86 BPM average. Button.
And we're going to double tap that once more.
Sinus rhythm.
Okay, so the results. Let's go to the top here. Four-finger tap towards the top.
Electrocardiograms, ECG, back button.
And go to the right.
ECG detail, heading.
Here's the details. So these are the details that you will see and share with your doctor if you decide to do this. So go to the right.
Share button.
There's a share button.
Sinus rhythm.
And there's our results. So we have a sinus rhythm. So let's see what it says.
More info. Button. July 24th, 2021 at 6:13 p.m. 86 BPM average. This ECG does not show signs of atrial fibrillation. Export a PDF for your doctor. Button.
And there's the export to PDF. So basically, it gives you some information about what we just seen or heard for ourselves. And if you double tap that, then you'll be able to share that via email to your physician or heart doctor. This is a great way to share your information with him or her for this result. Now, some of the more things you can swipe to the right are a little more details about the ECG and what it was performed on.
If you believe you're having a heart attack or a medical emergency, call emergency services. Sample details. Heading. Start time, July 24th, 2021 at 6 hours, 13 minutes, and 13 seconds p.m.
Okay, she gives us a start time.
End time, July 24th, 2021 at 6 hours, 13 minutes, and 43 seconds p.m.
Go to the right.
Source, ECG.
Okay, ECG.
Date added to health, July 24th, 2021 at 6 hours, 13 minutes, and 44 seconds p.m. Algorithm version 2.
Gives us the version of the ECG on the Apple Watch. So I'm using ECG 2.0.
Device details. Heading. Name, Apple Watch.
And it tells the doctor what device it's coming from. And there you have it. So this is pretty much how to take an ECG on your Apple Watch. I hope this was very helpful and informative for you. If you don't own an Apple Watch, this is one of the many features I've done over time what an Apple Watch can do for you. One of those is the ECG, which is kind of a cool thing, and it gives you a peace of mind and to check on your heart, see if your ticker is doing well. This is a great little option too, as my older sister, she does suffer from AFib. Thankfully, it's corrected by medication. She does use her Apple Watch from time to time, and so she can check if she's feeling kind of off or kind of weird. She will take a ECG just to see if something is occurring, and then if it is detected, without any worries, because she has consulted with her heart doctor, and this is one of those options that they have given her. In her case, she takes medication to correct AFib. But it's great so that way you can not only detect if you're having AFib, but any other heart irregularity that you might need to consult with your doctor and your heart doctor to see what they can do for you to ensure that you stay healthy and hopefully to live longer. I have also done a podcast before on low and high heart rates monitoring, which is also another great feature that Apple Watch can provide for you. Okay, well, that's going to do. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. Until next time, bye-bye.
This ApplePlus podcast has been brought to you by the community of ApplePlus.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.appleplus.com.